Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 17th of August. The prepper tip today is to work on your physical conditioning. If you have health issues, be sure you talk to your healthcare professional first before you start anything that's vigorous. At the moment, it's just me. Jeff Nyquist is running a little late. I haven't heard from Steve Ben Noon. And Leon is dealing with making sure he gets the right tires for his situation. But Kenny in Texas, you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Now, let's back up a bit. A lot of civilians don't know the difference between a tank and an armored personnel carrier, a tank and a self-propelled howitzer. Is that something you know the difference when you look at them?
No, well, I know what a tank is, John. I've never been military, but let me explain what I've seen. I've seen Humvees with little round things on top, look like you could put a machine gun on them, right, with no gun on there.
And
there was Humvees with a Red Cross symbol on them, or the ambulance symbol. There was, there was all
what
kinds of different kinds of Humvees.
What color were the Humvees painted?
They were green and brown. I've got pictures. I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to email them to you. But okay. They're brown, kind of a tannish desert deal.
Right.
There's some trucks that are pretty good size that have
probably five. If the common truck these days is a 5-ton truck, which is most likely what they were.
Right, but they had they had big boxes on the back with windows and air conditioners.
Yeah, those are vans used for communications and other command and control purposes, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at the pictures trying to tell you what all I'm seeing in there. And then there looked like there might be some, there are 5 wheels on it on one side that look like might be possible wrecker. Some trailers. Now, keep in mind there's some containers in the back, back there, quite a few containers, all the same color, so I know they go with this lot of stuff. I'm going to try and email these to you so you can see these, but I'm telling you, I've been going in and out of this port for 40 years now, and not on a daily basis, but no means I probably ain't been here in 2 years now. But when I got down there, I seen that. I have never seen that there. That is a first to see military stuff on that little island, that little right. port.
And about what kind of numbers are we talking about here? About how many?
I'm saying probably real easy, a couple hundred units altogether.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, photographs would be great, and if you can find out if they've been coming and going, if this is, are they in some kind of a yard with a fence around it? You know.
Yeah, but they're not really secured. They are. I mean, I could have walked to them, but I noticed. I'll tell you this that I thought was really odd. It was just me there loading my truck last night. And everybody else had left, and I kind of thinking, well, I'm going to sneak some pictures of this, you know. So I'm out there. I didn't just stand out and hold my camera up, just shine it or nothing. But I just kind of gradually took some pictures around there, and it wasn't just a few minutes later. Here come this little blue car driving down through there, and he had that guy in that car. And I looked, see if he was in a uniform. I really couldn't tell. But I thought, man, isn't that really weird that I take 3 or 4 pictures and all of a sudden here this car is? So they're watching it. They're watching what they've got there. I'm certain of that. I just found it awful peculiar because that car, it didn't come back either. It was a one-time deal. And I didn't give them no more reason. You know, I just kind of went on about my business and didn't really look at it no more. But it was really peculiar, John. And if I was just guessing, and this is just me being me and ignorant, I'm thinking that stuff looks like stuff that I would use around Jacksonville, Florida, to control the population if need be.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. If you're back there. Frequently, military vehicles will have the unit designation stenciled on the bumpers. If you can get photographs of that, that may help us figure out who these, what unit they're assigned to.
Okay, I was looking for anything that might say UN because we had talked about that in the past.
Well, the and, UN vehicles, they're most likely be white if they're UN vehicles.
Yeah, but, there was no white. The only thing I did see was the U.S. Army on one that I could. That was literally written on there, so I could, you know, I recognize that. But the other stuff, John, as soon as I figure out how to email these to you, I'll send them to you today.
Okay.
And I'll put a note on the subject, pictures, Army pictures, and so you can recognize it. I just thought it was interesting. You know, we talk about this occasionally, seeing this type of stuff, and I thought, well, here we go. I'll tell you what I've seen.
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to seeing the photographs and follow up from you, Kenny. That would be great.
Okay. Thanks, John. Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We have a lot of new listeners because of my appearances with Doug Hagman and Mike Adams. This is a heads up for everybody in the country. When you're traveling on an interstate, on or near an interstate highway, here's your assignment. This is everybody's assignment. Look for the following at intersections. It could be an intersection of two interstate highways or an intersection of interstate highway and a U.S. highway or just a major intersection. We have these big clover leaves, and sometimes they're just sweeping curves or not clover leaves, where one highway joins another. Typically, in between the pavement is a grassy area that they kept manicured and cut down to look nice. Here's what you look for. Look for those grassy areas to be, instead of a nice swooping curve and side of a hill, to be made into flat areas. And that's taking place around my hometown, St. Louis. I've personally observed this, that these intersections are being turned into flat areas where they can have portable buildings, if they're going to have a checkpoint there, they would need a place for the men and women manning the checkpoint to have administrative offices, to have restrooms, to have maybe a place to lock up people that are going to be restrained and arrested, to get out of the weather and so forth. So check that, you know, if you see those, and I mentioned this on Mike Adams last show I did with him. And I'll be on with Mike Adams once a month now till the end of the year, by the way. It's all set up and in the schedule. But if you see that kind of activity, there's no reasonable, logical explanation to spend money to turn that nice, beautiful, grassy area with swooping curves and hills into flat spaces for equipment and buildings, other than, as far as I can tell, having manned checkpoints, armed manned checkpoints. I saw this happen, and it disturbed me when I saw it take place, right at Antar Road and Interstate 44 in St. Louis County, which is right next to the St. Louis Regional Headquarters for the National Police. That's information directly from the CIA, by the way. When they took the gentle sweeping curve hillsides at this intersection and built them up with filled-in rock and dirt to make nice big flat spots where they can have their temporary shelters and parking spaces and so forth. Okay, I thought I heard something in terms of another caller, but I don't see a caller here. Okay, well, I had no idea because something's changed here. Let's see if I can get that up. Okay. I'll get this changed, and I'll get my chat back up, and we can talk again. Okay, first we'll go to Al in West Virginia. Steve, hold on. Al, go ahead, sir.
How are you doing, John, and everybody else? Is Leon still there?
He's on a break right now taking care of a personal matter.
All right. Well, he's in between service. All right, well, my brother remodeled General Powell's when he was still in office in the Pentagon. He remodeled his office in the Pentagon. It's kind of coincidence there that you brought that up. But anyhow, I was also, he's a master woodcraft. You know, they have to have the best of the best, but whatever.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And then he invited him to his farm and wanted him to do a bunch of work there, you know. But anyhow, I was going to ask Leon about a certain type of oil. I didn't know he was on the road. I tried to call him the other day. Huh?
Yeah. Well, give him a call. He'll be glad to help you out privately. That's something he'll do for you.
If you want to ask a question about the oil, I'll talk to you. You know, and now my diesel engine's making a lot of noise, and I'm touching around in traffic right now. But, yeah, go ahead and ask the question, and I will consider it.
Well, I was just wondering, my brother, the woodmaker, made my granddaughter a cutting board, and I was just wondering what would be the most safest type of oil to rub into it before we start using it. You know, I've dealt with all kinds of oils, but on that kind of stuff, but I just wanted to get your opinion.
Yes, sir. In most cases, I mean, you can use any of the oils, especially if you're not going to have it out in the sun, you know, all the citrus oils, you know, some people get photosensitivity. So sometimes if you put on like lemon on a light-complected person, they'll actually have a discoloration on their skin. So, okay, so yeah, you put the oils on, not necessarily it would look better, but it is actually to kill any of the bacteria that, you know, are inherent with cutting beef or chicken or whatever, you know, meats on there. And so most people just use organic type of like mineral oil or something that won't gum up but still maintains the wood aspect. So, you know, if you're talking about for cooking, yeah, I would use the oils for sanitizing or sterilizing the wood. But if you're talking about to make the wood look awesome, like tongue oil or linseed oil and things like that, oil linseed, yeah, you'd have to go online to find out that information. So, I hope I answered your question, sir.
Yeah, you kind of, to me, you're kind of in and out. John, did you get that? Did he say lemon oil?
Well, he said lemon oil is fine if not in the sun, right?
Yeah, I was just trying to think something that wouldn't go rancid, you know, and create bacteria.
The oils won't go rancid. doTERRA's oils won't. But when you start using things like corn oil and vegetable oil, yeah, they go rancid and they jellify typically after.
What do you think about tea tree oil?
7 or 8 years. Tea tree oil will kill everything on there. You may just have a funny flavor if you're cutting up any kind of fruit and vegetables, because now you'll taste that eucalyptus or that the menthols that are in melaleuca or tea tree oil. So
I wonder if aloe vera is so great on burns and antibacterial. I wonder if that would be usable. Aloe vera plant, you know, squeeze it out of the aloe vera plant.
And I don't know the answer. It may turn rancid after 5 or 6 years too. So if this is for decoration, then you can put anything on there. But if you're going to use it.
This isn't for decoration. This is we don't do too many decorations in West Virginia. We utilize everything.
Yes, sir. So in this case, yeah, you can use the oils for disinfection. So like On Guard, just know that if you're going to be putting any food that you're just cutting and then you're going to eat immediately after, you'll taste the On Guard, the clove, the cinnamon, the melaleuca, whatever oils you put on there that you just killed all the bugs with. You'll taste it in your salad or your anything that's not cooked. So just think about it in that regard. So yeah, you could use the oils to disinfect. But if you're gonna cook with it and eat it immediately without cooking it, yeah, you'll taste those flavors in chocolate, a cookie dough and things like that you cut on the on a wooden cutting board. You'll taste those flavors.
All right. Well, I won't take up any more time. It was nice talking to you, Leon. John, okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. Steve Benoon, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
All right.
Another exciting day in paradise.
for everybody's benefit here, Steve's website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. And which part of paradise are you in today, Kentucky or Tennessee or Florida?
I'm in Tennessee today. I'm going to try to stay a little safer for a while as all this crazy things are going on around us, John.
Well, you gave me a private update over the weekend that I took to heart, and I've shared it with a few people. We got some major things coming up real soon, don't we, sir?
Yes, we do, John. And there's even more things I've been finding out since then. But we are definitely facing more of the events on the earth and stuff. I was in a meeting just recently, and they said even though it was slow getting here, we are going to start to see more of these rocks. I'd mentioned, I don't know if it was the week before or whatever, John, I mentioned the three asteroids that they have been tracking. Of course, especially one of those, it was supposed to hit off the subduction zone of California. They have been trying to break this one up, and it's a quarter of a mile wide. I was told this week, we were totally unsuccessful, and that we brought the Chinese in on this particular event here to try to break it up. And when I was told this, it was very interesting the way it was put. It was said to me because they have a vested interest in the United States. And so helping us was important for them. And I'm going to get to that vested interest here in just a little bit. But the Chinese have also attempted to try to either divert it or to break it apart. But the density of it is just too great, and they've been unsuccessful as well.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not good. We have Jeff Nykus with us also. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I might forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 17th of August. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great sale going on to help your team get what they need. The more units you get during this sale, the bigger the discount. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And Steve Ben Noon, his website's israelinewslive.org. And before we get back to Steve's update, I want to welcome Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, just hang loose here, and we'll get an update from Steve, and we'll continue from there. Go ahead with your update, Steve.
Absolutely, John. The issue is with China and their vested interest, of course, is because the global elite are planning on them taking over our nation, which we've talked about before, and putting us basically under communism. Russia will play a hand in that, and I was told that Russia in late 2024, and again, this may be redundancy from the week previous, But Russia will actually nuke our nuclear power facilities on the East Coast. They're going to try to do it in a way to limit the amount of damage that is done to the nation. So, of course, I was told that the target areas would be Washington, D.C. and New York. So that's what they got there. Now, another issue came up, though, John, that I thought was very interesting, too, and that was the issue of the vaccine and what's going on there. The Biden administration is extremely tight-lipped on the vaccine and what they're planning on doing. But one thing I did discover was that with all the discussion of lockdowns coming, is that there's a truth to it, but it's not been discussed the way that I've actually heard it, like a total nation lockdown, but a major travel restriction for the unvaccinated and for those that are not, that do not have a vaccine passport. So they are going to roll out this passport plan. And they said that in the beginning, the way things will work is they will make it extremely uncomfortable for those that will not be vaccinated. What they mean by that is, A, you won't be able to travel anywhere, and that'll be mainly focused in the beginning on larger cities. After that, you will be, besides the larger cities, my brain went dead for a second here, but anyway, they'll lock us down on that. They'll be doing checkpoints everywhere, and then they will also begin to do mandatory checks, COVID tests, if you're not vaccinated, and those will be done on a weekly basis. So it's going to get to the point that if you want to go into a store, if you want to, if you're going to go to work, the corporate establishment will require, if you're unvaccinated, weekly testing, jabbing it up your nose. And as I was told, as we know, none of this is necessary whatsoever. It's just what they plan to do. I mentioned at that point, I said, you know, I'm sorry. I was told that if that process does not work, then they're going to use the iron fist. That'll be, they will take and they will begin to do forced vaccination. I said that will no doubt be met with resistance. I said, and more than likely, as we would know, armed resistance.
Of course.
And
that's a given.
Yes.
But that's what they really want in the first place, isn't it?
It's exactly what they want, John, because they want to disarm the nation. And but in this case here, I was told that China is already on standby for that very reason. The Biden administration has already recruited the Chinese to come in to put down any civil unrest that happens in our nation. So that's going to be a twofold type of thing, because they're already planning invading in the country in 2024, late 2024. But at this point here, if Biden has brought in quote-unquote UN peacekeeping forces, this is not a peacekeeping effort if you're trying to take and quell civil unrest with your peacekeeping force, but the Chinese will be the ones that they bring in to do that very thing.
I'm so grateful that my shows are all archived, and you know this, Steve, and I've been saying for years the Chinese will be welcomed as our friends from across the ocean to help us in our time of need. I've been saying that for years, Steve, and here we are. It's in our face, isn't it?
You're exactly right, John, if I remember, you've also said that in our broadcast as well, that they're going to do that, and that is the plan. And so we're at a very serious crossroads, and very serious. So,
well, let's get through the break. I want to get some feedback from Jeff Nyquist on some of these matters as well. We have a break. We'll go ahead, thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Where's Winston Churchill when you need him? Oh, my. Our website, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're taking donations for Freedom Center USA. A multimillionaire is attempting to steal the place, and the legal expenses are pretty great, and we would appreciate help. We've got the PayPal link there and also the physical, the mailing address if you want to mail a check. Keep in mind, if you have issues with arthritis pain, that keeps you from doing the things you love to do, get yourself an energy cleaner and use it every night like I do. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Steve Ben Noon, his website's israelinewslive.org. Jeff, you've been patiently listening to Steve and his prognostications. Here's my belief, Jeff, and please, I want you to jump in here, that in general, you probably agree with most of Steve's information. There may be some differences on nuances, but I think that you're in agreement with Steve that China has every intention of invading this country. Your response, sir?
Yeah, the Chinese have been planning on taking our land. That is known from Chiao Chen's secret speech. And if you look at what Mao Zedong said in 1958 to his generals, he said, prepare the army so that we can land in San Francisco. So it's not surprising. I wonder what is the source of Steve's information? Where is he getting the specifics?
Well, Steve, your response here. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, the source, Jeff, is I worked with the government for many, many years, but also it's directly from the White House. I have friends that are both in Pentagon and in advisory positions to the president for many, many presidencies, and people I've worked with as well. And on that particular issue there, we're also talking about advisors. They're advisors to Russia and Israel, both not directly for the Chinese, but of course, when you're in those circles, you know all sides of the aisle.
Well, see, my question to you is if the U.S. government is planning to bring Chinese troops into the country to put down the people, why aren't these military officers have grabbed their guns and began making arrests? What if they know this directly and it's true? Why aren't these people arrested and charged? Why isn't the military moved? If somebody knows this, they better say something publicly. What are they waiting? Why are they telling you? They need to act. If I knew this, well, they would either kill me or I would be killing them. That's treason. To bring a Chinese army into the country to suppress Americans? If somebody's sitting on this and they're not going public, and I would be dead in 24 hours or I would have the news out. What is with these people? I don't understand.
Right. You know, Jeff, that's the very thing that we've been trying to do. And the whole thing is there are people in power that know these things that are trying to get this information leaked out, as we're doing here in social media. Your mainstream media will never speak about it. And the question is, as you brought up, you know, what about different military commanders and stuff that may be aware of this, that may be privy to it? I am sure that there are definitely many that do. But the question is, are they afraid to do it? Or are they thinking that it's a good thing that, you know, we don't have to get involved in it? Are they worried about their pensions? If they get involved, they're, you know, if you're one man standing up, just like they're doing to these doctors on a global scale, which, by the way, they're going to crack down on doctors much, much harder going forward. And then look at how well they can control mainstream media, Jeff. It's insane, but it goes beyond presidents and prime ministers on a global scale. I mean, all these conspiracy theories, which, you know, probably half of them are all retarded anyway, but you got some of them that have a lot of truth to it. And I know for a fact that the Pentagon monitors conspiracy theories, and it's always interesting for them to see who actually gets it closer to being right.
I mean,
again,
but wait a minute.
Even
higher
than that.
Do you seriously believe that the president or any general would stand down and actually ask and cooperate in the movement of Chinese troops into the country, and that they would any president survive his own Secret Service detail? I mean, if I was a Secret Service man and the president ordered that, he would not
the Secret
be president.
Service even knows that yet. That's the
well,
other thing.
I mean, you can't
again,
do.
You
first of
like
all,
Flynn.
Yeah, but you can't facilitate the invasion of the country by the Chinese without people at all kinds of levels finding out.
Well, I think, Jeff, that's the reason why what they're wanting to do is to do this through like a UN peacekeeping mission. They're going to make it look like we really need the help. And unfortunately, you've got Democrats that are going to just like this will be open arms. Oh, wow. Yeah, we need it. Look what's happened. These unvaccinated people, they are a threat to national security.
I can guarantee you, Steve, the majority of Americans, the majority would be totally against a UN mission of Chinese troops to this country. It would not be. The government would be overthrown so fast it would make your head spin. There is no way any government, they would be committing suicide if they did that. If you think they can get away with that, they cannot get away with that. And that is so politically unrealistic.
That is what they are fearful of. I was told, I don't know, about a month ago that when the situation that happened back there, it was January 6th there, where all the people, the Patriots, went to the Capitol. And I was told after all this went down, that is the greatest fear the Democrats have, is that they realize the people do have the ability and the power to overthrow their plans and to put this nation back under a democracy. But one thing, Jeff, that I guess a lot of people do not realize, and of course a lot of people would not believe it in the first place, so we're dealing with a much more sinister events that are going on, that the whole public has been kept totally in the dark about, that they're only going to begin to disclose next year, and that is, we're not alone in this universe. And there's a lot more of those things out there than what we realize, with a lot more advanced abilities than we have. And that may sound crazy. It sounds nutty. I know it does. But unless you've been there and you know about it, you know, and realize that the issues that are faced there, and this is why a lot of these global leaders are fearful. And some of the global leaders are not even the leaders that you once knew. And given case in point, there's two people I will tell you that are not the original two people. They are the clones, and that is Vladimir Putin and Bill Clinton.
I'm not understanding. You're saying that they've been replaced by clones of themselves?
Bill Clinton had to be replaced because Bill Clinton was dying when he was president of the United States.
Bill Clinton died.
They did what is called a soul transference. That is something that we do not have the technology on this planet to be able to do. And Jeff, I know it's like completely out of this world, but the people of this country are very soon are going to start. That's why they're going to start disclosing these things. We're going to start finding out. This stuff's been going on back when, for example, when Eisenhower was president of the United States, he made an agreement with these extraterrestrials that in exchange for technology, that they would turn their back as people would be abducted, according to what we were being told by these extraterrestrials, was because their planet had suffered major loss through a major battle, and they needed to have reproduction program. That reproduction program became in earnest what happens on the Earth, and is much, much greater than people realize. And then people just make it look like these people are crazy that are abducted. You know, because a lot of times when they're abducted, they don't remember anything. They come back. We actually were given that technology to erase memories. But we did find out, too, just as the extraterrestrials know, it doesn't work on everybody, and that's why some do recall. So, like I said, this is like you're looking, you think you hear these things, and it's almost like sci-fi. No, this can't be true. This is only in the movies and things like that. You know? But even in we have our own secret space program, and I know people that are part of that. So we have far greater technology. Even the disclosures they're doing on most of these UFOs that you're seeing right now on CNN, and they're leaking things out, so to speak. Most of that craft is our craft, not somebody else's. But there is true extraterrestrial craft as well. And they're going to start disclosing this starting next year. You will see it start coming out. And then in subsequent years going forward. And they want this world to go into world war. They want it to go into an alleged pandemic. And the reason they want that is because then they're going to come and say that they're the saviors to the world. And they're the ones that sent Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, and all the other spiritual leaders for the different parts of the world. I mean, think about it, Jeff. How could they get all these global leaders to go along so well with this pandemic? You know, I mean, yeah, they use a virus that's been around for 60 years and then crush every doctor, every medical expert, every virologist that has come against them, crush them down, and they're going to crush them much worse going forward. And I already know for a fact, and I'll tell you something, too, that'll blow you away. I was talking last night with Dr. Carrie Madej, and she actually showed us the very evidence she had gotten a hold of under the microscope of the graphene that is in these vaccines. Now, I've known for 2 years that the Israeli government has been working with extraterrestrials, and I assumed it had a lot to do with the vaccine, but they were working with them in order to create an injectable substance that would go into the human genome and merge the human race with AI technology. But I got a briefing not long ago, and I did not know this at the time, though, but the CIA was also part of that program. And the reason I know that it was the exact same program is because both of them said initially all the subjects died from the injection. And so, but on our side, I was told that it was the what we call black goo. The graphene, they figured out finally how to inject it, and it actually survived in your body. But Dr. Madej, when she was looking at it under the microscope there, this thing, and I know this, Harold Calzavilla is a good friend of mine over in Europe. He's a German scientist that has worked with it under the German government. This what we typically call black goo. That's not the official name for it. It's all in the CIA, they call it an accelerant. But it's got like almost like a life of its own. And she said the thing realized it was looking at, she was looking at it through the microscope. It stood up and began to try to come up to the lens of the microscope. We're going to see some crazy things, Jeff. And I'm telling you, I wished it was fantasy and stuff. I really do. I wish it was just a bunch of cockamamie B, you know, and the other letter that goes with that. But I'm afraid it's not. And even for Christians, that, you know, to me, it's very biblical. I mean, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it's going to be in this day here, too.
All right.
And that marrying and giving in marriage is a different issue.
Let's let Jeff digest this. It's a lot for a little bit. Jeff, hold on. Digest this information, which is pretty overwhelming. You know, let's take some callers here, gentlemen. Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, wow, Steve. But, you know, that lines up biblically. A lot of that stuff does. But my question, Steve, it seems like I'm not sure if you're actually hitting it or if it's kind of been danced around. What event or what kind of manufactured event would facilitate a great enough of an emergency to have to be able to open the minds of Americans to bring in Chinese troops?
Well, so as far as for them, I have to agree with Jeff on that issue there. The American people, even the Democrats and stuff, I mean, they're still Americans just like Republicans. To me, it's not a political issue in that case there. Americans are not going to go for this. Just like I saw some video, I forget where it was online, when they were doing a forced, I think it was in Israel is where it was, they were doing their forced passports. And so the Israelis were coming up when they told the people they couldn't come in without their passports, and they were burning theirs. But yet they had already been vaccinated. But they were showing their solidarity that they didn't think it was right to force the the Israeli people. And I think the same thing is with us here. They're not going to go along with it. But the government is going to take and say that, you know, especially when you start seeing altercations, like where they said they mandated in Tennessee that the National Guard can go out armed and go to your home and deal with this issue of vaccines. That's going to be met with resistance, which, by the way, even though the Tennessee governor took and signed that bill for the internment camps, as I was discussing that this week, too, with some friends up there in Washington, they said, Steve, that's just something they made public for you. They said, back in the 90s, we built these camps across every state in the United States. We know them as FEMA camps. And he said, and we initially thought it was a good thing because we knew that we had this binary system coming in, and it was supposed to be able to help people that are going to be displaced by all these global and catastrophic events. He said, not knowing that they were planning on using this for this scenario here. And he said, and that's exactly what the plan is. They're going to put people in camps, just like concentration camps of Germany. And so I think what happens is getting back to the main part of your question, though, what will cause this to happen is people fighting back, even if they have to stage it and make it look like, you know, people are shooting back and stuff. I mean, granted, somebody, especially after what I know is in this vaccine, there is no way that's going to be put in anybody in my family. So, you know, the best thing for them to do is to use wisdom in that case. And just like you said, and so many others, there's a lot of people that are not going to do that. They're going to have to resist. They won't have any choice because you are being attacked.
Hold on. Carl, thank you for your call.
Yeah, I got one more question, if you would.
Well, we'll let you get your other question, and we'll get back from the break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jeff, you've had a few minutes to digest a lot of information from Steve there. And I think the main points are consistent with what we know. Some of the nuances, especially the stuff involving aliens, I've heard most of it before. And if you've formulated a response, Jeff, we'd like to hear it, sir.
Well, I can't talk to things I don't know about. So if somebody has sources that I don't know that has information, then it's just, you know, whether that information pans out to be true. You know, it's obviously a sort of a terrifying a scenario to describe that the vaccine is part of a program to put people in camps, and it in itself, if true, is terrifying. I think my understanding of history and how these things work is that in a country with free institutions, more of a transition to like a Reichstag fire thing in the terms of Weimar Germany is kind of required in order to make the transition to totalitarianism, because what Steve is describing is a total flip to totalitarianism and you know sort of how that works. And of course, I think those of us that, you know, my emphasis has been on, you know, political science and philosophy and understanding strategic things. My understanding is that we've been in trouble for a long time philosophically and in terms of our ideas. Human beings and human society runs on ideas, and socialism being the big idea, totalitarianism comes from ideas. And you look at what's animating the people that are, you know, tend now more and more to have power in this country and control the institutions. Those are totalitarian ideas. Bringing in, you know, whether we bring in supernatural or cult forces or alien beings that is all dealing with secret things, you know, I don't have access to that information, so I can't really say anything.
Okay.
But, you know, obviously, you know, if there's an evil agenda, but one of the things that I can say is that, you know, communism and totalitarianism destroys, it basically destroys human society and human beings, so that a malevolent intelligence could completely be involved in such a thing. Because, you know, like, why would we want to destroy ourselves? You know, you look at all these people, why are they so eager to destroy their own country? You know, that's the big mystery. Why would they want to do this? I don't know.
Well, that's an excellent response there, Jeff. Now, Steve, I know you have to scoot here in about 10 minutes or so. You're working, doing some research with somebody on, is it graphene oxide this morning, sir?
Yes, we're actually going over the actual evidence of the graphene oxide, and it was actually I'll say this, and if I make a mistake, forgive me, but I believe it was a molecular biologist that was able to get a hold of a small portion of one that had been injected and get that back to a doctor that we know of to be able to examine. Of course, the biologists had already examined it and discovered the exact same information. So we are working on getting that together, especially coupled with the information that I know.
Okay. Well, what time you got to be out the door here? Just a couple, 2-3 minutes?
In a few minutes. I would like to say, though, I really appreciate Jeff's response on that. And that's, to me, that's admirable when, you know, if there's something we just don't know, we just don't know. And I wish, in a way, sometimes I wish I didn't know as well.
Hold on. Hold on, Jeff. Steve, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Have upheld that defect. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you...
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because